We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer strongly criticized Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today in a speech on the Senate floor. Schumer says that Netanyahu has put himself in a coalition of far-right extremists and has lost his way when it comes to the war in Gaza.
As the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in our government and as a staunch defender of Israel, I rise today to say unequivocally, this is a grave mistake for Israel, for Palestinians, for the region, and for the world.
Schumer is also calling on Israel to hold new elections. The speech comes as an increasing number of Democrats have pushed back against Israel and as President Joe Biden has stepped up public pressure on Netanyahu's government. A medical examiner has determined that the death of five-year-old twins in the Bronx back in December was not a medical emergency. It was homicide.
A horrific medical tragedy was initially the belief in connection with the deaths of these five-year-old twins who were found unresponsive in their sixth-floor apartment in Morris Heights. This was the week before Christmas. The autopsy information now revealing, though, the children were smothered to death, both cases being treated as homicides. It was that morning of December 18th, in fact, that the twins' mother was so distraught after the police arrived, her screams could be heard out on the street. She underwent a psychological exam in the days that followed. So now what's next? The medical examiner will meet with D.A. Darcell Clark's office to determine what charges and who's responsible. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Police have identified a suspect accused of raping a woman in East Harlem early Sunday morning. Cops say 32-year-old Taylor Kwame forced his way into the woman's apartment around 4:30 that morning and raped her. He later fled the scene and is still on the loose. We have his picture up at 1010winds.com. Cuts to the city budget could mean the shutting down of the city's community composting program. So City Council member Sean Abreu and the Save Our Compost Coalition will be on the steps of City Hall today calling for the full restoration of the funding for the composting programs in next year's budget. Abreu says the $7 million required to restore the community composting isn't a lot, and it will help the city in a big way concerning trash and the environment.
I do see this as a low-hanging fruit. I mean, it's politically popular. It's practical. It's not costly. I mean, this is a no-brainer. This is how we see it on the council. I hope that in the mayor's upcoming executive budget, we can just, you know, not have to worry about this.
Abreu says the composting programs collectively support hundreds of local green jobs, provide outreach and community education to millions of New Yorkers, and divert 8 million pounds of organic waste from landfills every year. The retired Concorde jet that belongs to the Intrepid Museum will be sailing up the Hudson today back to its home at the Intrepid after a massive restoration.
A gorgeous day to welcome back the needle-nose supersonic gleaming with a new coat of white paint.
It's unbelievable. I don't think I've ever seen it look so good.
Leslie Scott piloted this British Airways plane, which he said was a stunning aviation achievement.
It was like Europe's moonshot, if you like. I mean, it was so important to the Europeans to build this.
After 20 years on the pier, it was time for a facelift. Eric Boehm is the Intrepid's curator of aviation.
We used to wash it multiple times a year to keep the salt water off of it. But it was a losing battle because eventually you do have to buckle down and repaint it.
The jet will reopen to the public April 4th. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the flight deck of the Intrepid.
Ahead of the premiere of the film Ghostbusters Frozen Empire next week, the FDNY is kicking off 2 weeks of safety demonstrations at the Ghostbusters Firehouse in Tribeca. Here's Fire Commissioner Laura Kavanaugh.
The original movie is one of those movies I've watched over and over throughout my life. When I was a kid, I definitely put on a proton pack and marched around the backyard looking for ghosts. And so this is very exciting, I think, for all of us. Like I said, it is actually nice to be able to have a happy event to celebrate our work and, frankly, to have a great partnership that we do believe is going to help proactively save lives.
FDNY Ladder 8 on North Moore Street was used as the Ghostbusters headquarters in the film. Events at the firehouse include CPR classes and smoke alarm giveaways. New York City will be getting its first pocket forest. The tiny forests, already popular worldwide because of their environmental benefits, and now one will be built in our area. Christine Delfico of I Dig to Learn says it's exciting the new tiny forest is coming to New York City.
We feel healthier and better when we're outdoors in green space. And what I Dig to Learn loves to do is give New Yorkers a socially acceptable reason to get outdoors. And there's nothing better than a pocket forest.
The forest will be just 2,700 square feet and will be planted at the southern end of Roosevelt Island this spring.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.